Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Now, during this lockdown, we've all been looking for more options to watch on TV and streaming devices. And for family viewing, there are few harsher critics than the preteen or teenage group. That's anybody aged between 9 to 14. So if you're looking for shows or films you can watch with the whole family or that will get past a specific age group, we have some suggestions for you now. I'm joined by Deirdre Malumby from entertainment.ie and Sinead Fox from bumblesofrice.com blog. You're both very welcome. And Sinead, I'm going to start with you because you have three children in your house, so you know how difficult it can be to please everybody when it comes to these viewing choices. So what are your top tips to kick us off?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, it's pretty much impossible to get anything that they all will want to watch. My eldest son is 12 and he's in sixth class. Quite a cool kind of guy, he thinks. And he's told me recently that he doesn't like watching movies. I don't like movies at all.
Okay.
Because he didn't want to. He wants to opt out. So that's kind of the challenges you're facing.
So why do you think he said that? He just didn't want to watch them with you, was it?
He wants to play with the PlayStation. He wants to go play PlayStation or, you know, watch YouTube in a different room rather than hang out with us on the couch with his younger brother and sister who think they're almost eight and 10.
Okay.
So he's that little bit above it, he thinks. But so we try to kind of pick something, if we're going to watch it as a family, that they're all might be interested in. So if you've got a child who likes animals, there's so many dog movies, like hundreds, thousands of dog movies.
They're often sad, aren't they?
Yes, you've got to be really careful with that, especially if you've lost a pet in your family. Or if kids are very sensitive to things. I think that's the big theme for everything with family viewing, is just know your own child and be careful. Do a bit of research and see what actually this movie might entail. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been caught out myself a few times like that.
With the sad ones.
Like if you're recently bereaved, I've spoken at length about this before, the number of dead parents that are in kids' movies. Grandma died and it's a hook to something else to move on to the next part of the story that's kind of glossed over. But if you have a child who's lost a grandparent recently or lost a pet or had some kind of defining moment, they don't necessarily want to watch a movie about that on
yes.
their leisure time.
And you say as well that if you say to your children at that age group, when it can be a little bit tricky in many ways, but if you say to them, watch this movie, I loved this when I was young, that's guaranteed to turn them off.
Instant turn off. No way. You're so uncool. That was in the 80s, ma'am. You know, like, that's not cool anymore. So I want to try this. Or I make a really big bowl of popcorn and I put marshmallows in it, maybe Maltesers, a bit of chocolate, leave it there and say, we'll watch this. You know, come and watch the movie and we'll have the treats. And usually once they start getting past the first 10 or 15 minutes, they absolutely keep watching it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
For the ones who don't like it. Now, the others beg to watch movies. So snacks are definitely a big kind of thing to get buy in initially in our house.
Okay. I hope Professor Cliona O'Farrelly's not still listening. We're all eating marshmallows and Maltesers.
No, only the little miniature ones and only a few through the popcorn that we'll air pop.
commonsensemedia.org, Sinead, you recommend that website for good age ratings.
It's really good. And you know what's like, it'll give you the age rating, but also it'll give you comments below. So it'll tell you what things are rated on. So you may have things in your house that are different than what I might be sensitive to in my house. So some families will have, you know, won't mind violence, but will hate bad language or hate consumerism or elements of sex and things like drink or drugs. So there's a lot of different things that they look at and they tell you, you know, this is for 11 plus because there might be some swearing or because there's some violence but nothing graphic. So you can kind of gauge it off your child, what you think will work. It's a really, really good site.
Okay.
I always look at it.
Well, let's go to some recommendations now. Deirdre, I'll bring you in here because you have a great list for us of some of the more recent movies that are out and you think that these ones will tempt this difficult age group, but we'll be able to watch them and enjoy them as well.
Oh, absolutely, Claire. I myself come from a family of seven. I'm the eldest of five kids, so I know all about accommodating for the different age groups.
Ah, okay.
And I think that the tween years are like particularly hard. But I have found that like in terms of responding to movies, they do like something that's newer, that's more kind of contemporary and responsive to the current time. So some of the ones I picked, and these are all available on Netflix, by the way. One is Enola Holmes. This came out on Netflix last year and it's just, it's so, so much fun. It's got a delightful mystery kind kind of integrated into it. But it's also about, you know, a celebration of a girl who's kind of approaching womanhood. So I kind of like that it had both of those kind of themes going on. And it's just very feel good as well. People will recognize Millie Bobby Brown in it. She's also in the series Stranger Things. And it just reminded me a lot of those classical adventure type movies like The Goonies. So that's one I definitely recommend. It's a lot of fun. Moxie has just been added to Netflix, and this is a great one. It also has a really kind of strong feminist theme and social messages that I think tweens are going to get a lot out of. Story-wise, it follows a 16-year-old girl who begins to secretly publish this magazine at her school, which is clapping back at some of the sexist issues that she's observed herself in school. And this kind of inspires all the girls in her school to get together and start a rebellion. So I think it's going to be really inspiring to a young adult audience with that message of girl power. And then another one that parents might have missed over the years, which is just such a gorgeous, gorgeous film, Wonder. I really, really loved this one. It's based on the best-selling novel of the same name, and it follows this 10-year-old boy who has facial disfigurements. He's been homeschooled his entire life, and now he's entering mainstream school for the first time.
So that's great too. Cert Parental Guidance. The other two are Certificate 12. We're going to put up a full list, by the way, on rte.ie today/todaycb if you want to check them out. Sinead, you've taken a look at reality TV shows, and you might just whip through your list here now of the shows that you think will work for the whole family.
So ones that we liked are Fittest Family was the top one on the RT player. You can watch it back. The Baking Ones, Junior Bake Off on Channel 4 on demand or on Sky, which shows the kids what kids can do. So they're kind of good ones sometimes. Sugar Rush and Nailed It are both American ones on Netflix. And they're for people mostly who know how to bake are trying to win money, and they're competing against each other. Another family one, The Big Family Cooking Showdown on Netflix, and that's presented by, it's families who have to cook in the same way like Great British Bake Off. It's presented by Nadia Hussein, who actually won Great British Bake Off, and Zoe Ball. There's two series of that. My 10-year-old absolutely loves Gordon Ramsay Uncharted, and that's Don't Worry About Ramsay and his reputation. It's a National Geographic on Disney, and he goes around and meets Indigenous people in different countries and cooks with them. So you've Ramsay abseiling down a cliff to get a rare herb. So you've got the adventure element, and then you've got him cooking in a mud oven with the local chefs and with the Indigenous people. It's really, really good, different. Mm-hmm. Completely different to that Instant Hotel, which is like Come Dine With Me, which you might all remember, but it's Airbnb properties and it's set in Australia. So you get you have to be able to be far away looking at these lovely beachside places, and the families or couples up against each other to try and win money. They've all come down really well with my gang, because they pick somebody to like the best at the start.
Yes, and they root for them the whole way through.
Yeah,
and a bit like Fittest Family, which was a hit in our house as well, where they're rooting for one group. Now, Deirdre, you've been looking at older movies that can be a harder sell to that age group, but just take us through your list briefly, if you can, of the older ones that you think still work.
Yeah, absolutely. So my topic for this has to be My Girl. I think that this is going to be really relatable to a tween audience, because it follows a young girl who really is at the threshold of her teen years herself. And I think that another thing that'll kind of help sell this to your family is the fact that it co-stars Macaulay Culkin, because Home Alone is a Christmas family classic in so many households. So that'll kind of help you sell it. But I would warn
audiences. That's what happened in our house at Christmas. They watched Home Alone and then they went to My Girl, which was a little bit too sad for that age group, but they were a bit younger. So I can understand that it would work for the tweens and the teens.
Oh, absolutely. And that was just what I was going to say, Claire, that it is a tearjerker. So make sure you have tissues at the ready for it. But it's still, it's a very enjoyable movie. The Truman Show, I absolutely love as well. And I think that I don't know any generation of movie viewer that hasn't been completely in love with this film upon watching it. It's still so smart, so funny. And 20 years on, the whole idea that someone could be the subject of a hit TV show, everyone around him being actors, everything is a set. There's something about that idea that isn't quite outdated. I feel like it still could happen
absolutely.
At some point in the future.
It's nearly more likely.
Exactly, yeah. And then a couple of others that I picked, and these are both certified 12s, are The Wedding Singer. This is just such a lovely, lovely 80s set movie. It's got a great soundtrack and it's very, very funny. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore have never been better in that one. And 13 Going on 30, I absolutely love. There were a lot of kind of teen flicks that came out in the 2000s, but there's something about 13 Going on 30 that's just so joyful and innocent and all-round lovely. Jennifer Garner is just absolutely absolutely perfect as a 13-year-old who's been flash forward into her 30-year-old body. And she and Mark Ruffalo, who's starring here in one of his kind of pre-Marvel earlier roles, are just both so adorable and have great chemistry in it too.
Okay, I know you've recommended the new Jennifer Garner film, The Yes Day, which is out now on Netflix. I think it was released last week, which went down well in our house as well. Ghostbusters. Now, this is controversial, Sinead, because you put this on and this is just a victim of changed times.
And there's so many movies like that, Claire, that just, what we do is we use them, this sounds really boring, but as a learning experience, we watch them and my kids will go, you can't say things like that. You can't do things like that. And I'll say, you're right. This is what people used to think was okay back then. So I sound quite sanctimonious the way I say that. But yeah, Ghostbusters, there's a lot of ogling.
You need to see it. Like I tried to watch it recently with my children, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, so just explain to people what you might see in there and you go, oh, I don't know if that's allowed anymore.
Sexism would be, I think, is kind of how I would generally put it. So where, you know, somebody's bending over and they might look at their bottom, things like that, was the initial bit that my son said to me. They can't, what are they doing? That's not appropriate. Like, this is a 10-year-old who would be a great censor for himself. So you have that kind of, the same with Three Men and a Baby, where, why is it so ridiculous that three men can't mind a baby? You know, these kind of things that our kids find it really difficult.
But isn't it so interesting to see how that younger generation, how they just don't see, they don't see inappropriateness really in their world in the way that we did.
Yes, absolutely. And they can call it when it is, which I think is fantastic. They've got, it shows us how much, I suppose, we've changed and how much society has progressed, that they actually know this isn't right, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, why, you know, even we watched the old version of Freaky Friday, and which had Jodie Foster as a teenager in it. And it was kind of mum was in the kitchen doing all the jobs, you know, all of this kind of thing. And my kids were saying, well, why is he telling her to do that? Why doesn't he do it himself? Why doesn't he make his own? Why doesn't he, you know, so they were able to question it, which was a great discussion point as well.
We have a listener who says that they got their pair, age 12 and 8, hooked on Jaws and they love it. Oh my God, it's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, my boys watched it. My boys are 10 and 12.
Okay.
They watched it over Christmas. And The Matrix they watched. So again, some things that are 15, you can let your child watch it if you know that they are able for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, look,
and that's the difficult thing in the general recommendation.
Your list, both your lists are on today on our website, rte.ie/todaycb. Some great suggestions, TV series, movies, old ones, new ones that you might want to check out with your teens and your tweens. Sinead and Deirdre, thank you very much for joining us.